Before we begin with today's daf, I just wanted to mention again that our Chabura will be celebrating a Siyum, a Yom Tov L'Rabbanon, a Masechet Shabbos. It's going to be August 10th, Monday, in Muncie. We would like to ask anyone that has interest in coming to please RSVP. It will be a tremendous chizik for the entire Chabura. You can email and RSVP at siyumdbs@gmail.com. That's siyumdbs@gmail.com. And on that note, today's daf is Shabbos daf kuf mem dalet, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf kuf mem gimel amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema to Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Bela Bas Mordechai Tzvi. So at the very end of the previous daf, we began the 22nd perek of Masechet Shabbos, perek Chavos, which discusses, amongst other things, the halachos of Schita. The Mishnah mentioned that you're not allowed to squeeze a fruit on Shabbos. That we all know. In addition, the Mishnah said a chiddush, and that is that if juice oozes out on its own from a fruit, it's not so poshet that you're allowed to drink that juice. In fact, the Chachamim say that any time juice comes out of a fruit, the halacha is asurin, you're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda was mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda said that's not always the case. It depends. Im lo ichlin, if the purpose of these fruit were, they were set aside to be eaten as fruit, then the halacha is hayoytze meham mutter. Anything that comes out of it is going to be mutter. Im lo mashkin, if however the person had designated, he had set aside these fruit to be squeezed, to make juice from them, then the halacha is that it's going to be asur. What's the hesber in the machloikis? And really, more so, why would it be usur for a person to drink mashka that's yoytza me'eleim, that comes out on its own from a fruit? So Rashi says the reason is because the Chachamim were concerned gzeira shema yischai, that if we're going to allow the person to drink the juice that comes out of the fruit, there's a concern that he may go squeeze the fruit to cause even more juice to come out. So the Chachamim said to prevent a person from ever doing schita, the halacha is that if mashkin comes out of a fruit by itself, the halacha is you're not allowed to drink it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I agree with you, Chachamim, if the fruit from which the mashkin came out was set aside to be squeezed, then it's reasonable to be concerned that maybe the person will do more schita to squeeze out even more juice. So the gzeira shema yischait makes sense. But if you have fruit that was set aside la'oichlin, where the halacha is that you never had in mind to squeeze that fruit, you were planning on eating it, so there's no gzeira shema yischait. To the contrary, if a little bit of juice comes out, you're probably not going to be happy about it. And because you're not going to be happy about it, there's no concern shema yischait. In other words, according to the Chachamim, there's always a gzeira shema yischait. That's why the Chachamim hold that any time mashkin comes out of fruit, the halacha is you're not allowed to drink the mashkin as a gzeira that you may go and squeeze out even more. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If the peiros were miyuchad l'mashkin, then you're right. There's a concern that you may squeeze more to take out more mashkin. If, however, the peiros were miyuchad l'oichlin, it's in that instance that we're not going to be concerned. The Gemara brought a discussion that the Meiram had as it relates to where exactly Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argued. But we're going to pick up on the last memra from the Amoraim, and that was Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, a chiddush. And that is, Moida haya Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim b'zeisim v'anovim, u'moidim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peres. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that even though in the Mishnah we seem to have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim that at first glance would apply to all fruit, but it's not the case. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda was moided to the Chachamim that zeisim va'anovim, being that most people use a zayis to make oil, most people use anovim to make wine, so it's for that reason, over there, even if you had put away these zeisim and anovim la'achila, the Chachamim was still concerned gzeir Hashem yischait, and therefore the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to drink the mashkin ayoitzin me'eleim. Not just that. Umoidim Chacham to Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim umoidim to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shar peiros, being that most people don't squeeze it. So over there, at the very least, if it was miyuchad l'achila, not l'mashkin, if mashkin came out by itself, there's no gezer Hashem yisrael, and therefore the halach is that it would be okay to drink the mashkin. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, so where is the machloikis? If Rabbi Yehuda is moed to the Chachamim b'zeisim v'anofim, and if the Chachamim moed to Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros, so afraid the Gemara, if that's the case, where exactly were they arguing? So the Gemara came out, they were arguing betutim v'rimoinim. They were arguing by berries and pomegranates. Those are fruits that are somewhere in between. They're not like zeisim v'anofim, where where Ruban are l'schita. They're not like Shar Peiros where Ruban are not l'schita, but rather some are Azoy and some are Azoy. And it was precisely in that case where there was Machloikas. According to the Chachamim, being that some people do schita, even if you were Miyachid at Lachila, it doesn't matter, Mashkin Ayotz Me'aleim is going to be Yasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, being that some people do not squeeze it, some people use it l'achila. So in that case, the halacha is, if you were miyachid l'mashka, then enochinami. Then the halacha is, you're not going to be able to drink the mashka na yoytze me'elein. If you were miyachid l'achila, over there the halacha is, you are going to be able to drink the mashka. In other words, according to Rabbah, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that was mentioned in the Mishnah, which at first glance would seem to incorporate all fruit, is really not true. In fact, there's three categories of fruit. There's Zeisim v'Anavim, there's Tutim v'Rimonim, and then there's all the other fruit in the world. As it relates to Zeisim v'Anavim, everybody agrees the mashkin that's Yotze Me'aleim is always going to be Aser, meaning Moed Rabbi Yehuda l'Chachamim. In the case of Shar Peiros, everybody agrees it depends whether it was La'ichon or L'mashkin. In other words, Moedim Chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlekes, the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda was in the middle case, and that is as it relates to Tutim v'Rimonim. The topic of the first part of the daf is going to be, what would be in Rabbi Yehuda's world, or even in the Chachamim's world, as it relates to Shar Peiros, we're Moedim Chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. If a person didn't have any Kavana at all, Stama, if your Kavana was La'ichlin, Tutim v'Rimonim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is the mashkin is okay. If it, you had in mind that these peiros should be the mashkin, then the halacha is mashkin ayotzim is not going to be okay. What would be if you had nothing in mind? What's the halacha of stomach? So the idea of stomach comes up in a lot of lamdisha sugyas. Zvachim daf beis, stoma lishma, not lishma. What about a get isha that has to be written lishma? What would be the halacha if it's stoma over there? What's the halacha of stoma in this more balabatish sugya? What if the person didn't have anything in mind? The person just had fruit. He never decided whether these fruit are going to be used l'achila or the fruit are going to be used l'mashkin. What's the halacha going to be? So the Gemara begins with a diuk in a braisa that it had brought. The Gemara had mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita in a braisa, and in that braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said very clearly that if it was stoma, the halacha is hayoytz mehen is going to be aser. So the Gemara picks up on that note. The sover Rabbi Yehuda, is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds stam aser, that if mashkin is yoytze from peiros, where you had no kavana as to what to do with this peiros, it was stoma. The halacha is, it's as if you were miyachid the peiros l'mashkin. Daloch is yigol l'chumra v'atnan. But we learned in a Mishnah in the sixth perek of Masechtas Machshirim. So we know that in order for food to become tame, it first has to be huchshir l'kabel toma. Masechtas Machshirim is the obscure Masechta in Seder Tyrus that deals with the halachos of hechshir l'kabel toma. But the high level idea is that in order for food to be makabel toma, it needs to first become wet. Wet with an approved mashkin, one of the Zion mashkin, and it's only then the halacha is that it's mekabel tuma. Not just that, we need that the bailam, the owner of these fruit, when the fruit became wet, was nichale. He was happy with the fact that it became wet. Kiyutan dumyo de kiyitein. But if it doesn't become wet, or even if it becomes wet and there's no nichusa from the standpoint of the owner of the fruit, the halacha is has no way of being mekabel tuma. But it's a whole mesechta in shas that deals with the halachas of hechshir l'kabel tuma. So this Mishnah is a sif katan in the world of machshirim. So the Mishnah says as follows: Chalav isha, a woman's milk, meaning the milk that she nurses, metama l'ratzen v'shalay l'ratzen. That milk has an ability to be metama, meaning it's not tame. It has the ability to be machshir food l'kabel tuma, meaning it's an approved mashkin, whether the chalav left the body of the woman l'ratzen, or whether it left her body, bainus, it left shalay l'ratzen. L'ratzen means she was nursing a child. Shalay l'ratzen means just dripped out by itself. So either way, the Mishnah says the cholov of an isha is considered a mashka. It has an ability to be metama. Cholov behema. What about the cholov that comes out of a behema? In a metama elo l'ratzon. The halach is the only time it has an ability to be metama is if it came out of the behema l'ratzon. But if it came out shaloi l'ratzon, it doesn't have the ability to be metama. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said kavul chaimer. No, it's not true. It can't be that way because this statement that you just made, chachamim, contradicts one of the yud gimel midah shatayr and adreshes bam. It contradicts kavul chaimer. What's the kavul chaimer? Ma cholov isha shenim yuchad elo l'ktan. Chalava isha, which is not a very popular beverage. Who eats chalava isha? Only babies do. And still, the halacha is it's metama l'ratzin v'shalay l'ratzin chalava behemo that everybody drinks. Shemayuchet bein l'ktanim bein l'gdoilim inadin sheyatama bein l'ratzin bein shalay l'ratzin. So Rabbi Akiva said, "There's no way what you just said is true, chachamim, because it's contradicted by kavachomer. Because there's no question that chalav Isha is cow and chalav behema is chomor. Chalav isha is something that only babies drink. Chalav behema, everybody drinks. So if that's the case, there's no way that chalav isha could be more chomor than chalav behema. So if chalav isha is metama bein l'ratzayin and shaloi l'ratzayin, so chalav behema, said Rabbi Akiva, also could only be metama l'ratzayin shaloi l'ratzayin. In other words, we have a machloikis in this Mishnah, in Mesechtes Machshirim, between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Whether chalav behema that left the body of the behema, shaloi l'ratzoin, is it metama? Is it not metama? Is it machshel l'kabel tuma? Or is it not machshel l'kabel tuma? According to Rabbi Akiva, it is. According to the Chachamim, it's not. Cholav isha, there's no machloikis. It's metama l'ratzoin and shaloi l'ratzoin. The machloikis is, what about cholav behema? Zok de gemara. That there was a very detailed exchange between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva as it relates to this halacha. Cholav behema is a metama l'ratzoin. Shalei l'ratzon is a not matama shalei l'ratzon. Amru loy, Chaman told Rabbi Akiva that I can prove to you that your kal v'chomer is flawed, or at the very least that your halacha is not necessarily true. Why? Because I'm telling me chalav isha shalei l'ratzon. You want to know I chalav isha, even though it's a kal, I mean, even though it's not such a beverage that people drink, but still, you want to know why it's matama shalei l'ratzon. Shedama gafasa tame, because any blood that comes out of a woman that comes out via a wound is considered a mashka. It has an ability to be machshel l'kabel tuma. Yitamei cholav abehema shaloi l'ratzon shadam ma'gafal satar. But you can't compare it to the cholav behema of a behema where it came out shaloi l'ratzon, because over there dam ma'gafasa is going to be tar. Now, what's the connection between dam magafas and cholav? We're talking about cholav, and the chomim mashtalin to dam magafas. So Rashi says a very gishmak pshat. Rashi says the reason is because the Gemara says in Masechtas Nido, according to one Mada Amar, dam nechar v'nasa cholav. When a woman has a baby, so she starts producing milk to feed her child. Where does that milk come from? One Mada Amar said it comes from her dam nida that she doesn't have when she's nursing is converted into chalav. In other words, the origin of the chalav is really dam. Now, dam magafasa, dam that a person has, that exits his body when he has a wound, is really dam that's leaving his body, shaloi l'ratzon. Nobody wants a wound. So the conventional example of dam magafasa is when it comes out, shaloi l'ratzon. Now, what's the halacha regarding dam magafasa? Is it considered a mashka that it's machshel l'kabel tuma, or is it not considered a mashka that it should be machshel l'kabel tuma? So the halacha is that dam magafasa that comes out of a person is metama. Dam magafasa that comes out of a behemah is not metama. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. Rashi quotes Nida daf nun heyam at base. But the point is like this, says the Chachamim very gishmak. I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Akiva. You have a shtickle of kal v'chomer. If chalav isha is metama shalei l'ratzon, then certainly chalav behema should be metama shalei l'ratzon. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you the methodology to my shita. Because to me, chalav and dam are one and the same. Because dam nekar v'nasa chalav. What's the halacha when dam is yoytze shalei l'ratzon? Dam that's yoytze shalei l'ratzon, that comes out of a person, is metama. Because dam magafas is tame. Dam that yoytze shalei l'ratzon of a behema is tar, because the dam magafasa of a behema is tar. So once you see the distinction between behema and adam as it relates to shalei l'ratzon by dam, you have to have the same distinction as it relates to behema, as it relates to chalav as well. Because what is chalav at the end of the day? Chalav is the dam. Dam nekar v'nasa chalav. So even though you have a kal v'chomer, but at the end of the day, shouldn't the halacha of chalav mirror the halacha of dam? And if by dam you have this distinction between a person and a behema, then by chalav you should have the distinction as well. No, I think chalav is more chomer than dam. I hear what you say. Cholav really comes from dam. That's where it stems from. So based on its zichus, you would think it should mirror the halachos of dam. But at the end of the day, you do find an halacha that cholav is different than dam. In fact, cholav is more chomer than dam. Shacholav the refuah tame. The halacha is if someone's cholav the refuah, if somebody milks the refuah, that dam does have the ability to be machshel l'tuma. Vamak is the refuah, but if someone's mak is dam the refuah, tar, the halacha is its tar. So you see clearly, number one, that cholav is more chomer than dam. So if cholav is more chomer than dam, just because it's true, dam agafas of a behema is not machshel, doesn't necessarily mean that the cholav that comes out shaloi l'ratzon is not going to have the ability to be machshel. Because you see, cholav has more of an ability to be machshel than dam. And you don't say dam nekav anasa cholav, so the laws of cholav have to mirror
100% to the minute detail that halachas of them. Because you see clearly, chayl of the refuah tamei, makas the refuah tar. So you see, it's not always the same. So it's not always the same. It's true chacham and tiny Rabbi Akiva that dam magafasa of a behemah is not matama, but doesn't necessarily mean that chayl of shalei lorasin shouldn't be matama. And if that's the case, hoder dina that I think you have a kal v'chaymer. Again, what's the kal v'chaymer? Madach chayl of isha, which not everybody drinks. Only ketanim drink it. That halachas is matama lorasin and shalei lorasin. So chayl of behemah certainly should be the same way. Amulai. So the chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, and this is the punchline that we're going to need. Salei zeisim v'anavim yechichot. At the end of the day, I can prove to you that the kal v'chaymer is flawed, or at the very least, I'm basing my position on the fact that if you have baskets of zeisim v'anavim, of olives and grapes, that halachas hamashkan yetzim l'rotzin tameim. If mashkan comes out l'rotzin, it's going to be tamei. Shalei l'rotzin. If it comes out shalei l'rotzin, it's going to be tamei. So tahar. So what do you see from there? You see, there's a concept that sometimes something can be matama l'rotzin, but it's not going to be matama shalei l'rotzin. So once you find that by sali zeisim v'anavim, so maybe you could have it by chol behem as well. The Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin incidentally continues, but the Gemara is going to stop here because this is really the part of the Mishnah that we need. We need one thing. So the Mishnah just mentions Zeisim Vanovim, which is the topic that we're learning. We're discussing it in the context of Schita. Here it's being discussed in the context of Mashkin that comes out of it, whether it's considered a Mashkin that has the ability to be Machshel L'Kabal Tumah, or it's not considered a Mashkin. It doesn't have the ability to be Machshel L'Kabal Tumah. And the Mishnah in Machshirim said very clearly that Mashkin that comes out of Zeisim V'anovim, what's the halacha? If it comes out L'Rotzayin, it's Machshel L'Kabal Tumah. If it comes out Shaloi L'Rotzayin, it doesn't have the ability to be Machshel L'Kabal Tumah. So the Gemara says, what does L'Rotzayin and Shaloi L'Rotzayin mean? My love, it sounds to me like L'Rotzayin D'Nichalei. L'Rotzayin means you want it. Shaloi l'rotzin means bestama. Okay, so if that's the case, we just proved that mashkin that comes out of zeisim v'anavim stama, what's the halacha? It's not considered a mashka. It doesn't have the ability to be machshel l'kabel tumah. So the Gemara says, "Umas zeisim v'anavim." If this is true for zeisim v'anavim, that the mashka that's yoytze stama doesn't have the ability to be machshel l'kabel tumah. The bnei schita ninu, and this is zeisim v'anavim, which is the extreme example of fruit. Most people do schita on zeisim v'anavim. So the halacha is shaloi l'rotzayin v'loy klum. So tutim v'rimayim. If you have any other fruit, even tutim v'rimayim, which was the middle category, the labnei schita ninu, which most people don't do schita with. Like Kolshkin, so certainly that should be the halacha. So what do you see from here? You see that mashkin, that's yoytzes stomach from a fruit, even from zeisim v'anavim, the halacha is it's not considered a mashka. It doesn't have the ability to be machshir l'kabel tumah. So what's the kash? What does it have to do with mesach de Shabbos? What does it have to do with hilchas chita? What does it have to do with the machlokes reading the chachamim? So the Gemara is saying, it's a little bit of a leap, that if it's not considered mashka, it doesn't have the ability to be machshir l'kabel tumah, that it shouldn't be considered mashka either, to the point that we should say that this mashka that was yoytzes from the fruit should be yasser. We have a sugyo where the halacha is mashkin ayotz from a fruit is going to be aser. Now, according to the Chacham in the Mishnah, it's always going to be aser. But in the Gemara, we saw it's way more complicated. And Rabbi Yehuda's shita for sure is that it depends. It depends on what your kavana was. The question is, what about stama? Is stama considered a mashka, or is stama not considered a mashka? Taina's the Gemara that in the Mishnah, the Braisa that the Gemara brought on Kufman the Gimel Amud Beis, it was mavur that stama is considered aser. Meaning, if the mashka is yotz stama, even Rabbi Yehuda's going to agree. It's as if you had in mind the mashka, it's always going to be considered a mashka. There's always going to be over here you see a Masechtas Machshirin that if Mashka is Yoytze B'Stam, it's not considered a Mashka. Even by Zeisim V'Anavim, Kal V'Chaymer by all the other fruit. So if it's not considered a Mashka, so why is it a Mashka? In Masechtas Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Loi, meaning it's not Muchach. Meaning you're assuming that when the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin said, L'Rotzoin, it meant the Nichalei, and Shaloi L'Rotzoin meant Stam. If that's the case, you see that if it was stama, it's not considered a mashka. But the Gemara says, really, that's not the case. Like, l'rotzayin b'stama, shaloi l'rotzayin is the goli adayte. Maybe rotzayin really means stama, and stama really is considered a mashka. And if that's the case, it's consistent in what the Gemara was medayik from the Braisa, on daf kuf mem gimel amid beis. V'ibay yisem, or you could say a different chilek. Shani sali zeisim v'anovim kimin del ibud kaimi mei korav kuri mafgalu. There was something unique about the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin, and that is, we're not just talking about zeisim v'anovim, where mashkin came out by himself. We're talking about Sally Zeisim V'Anavim. They were in a basket. What's unique about a basket? A basket has holes in it. There's cracks. And as a result, the wine and the oil that oozes out of it is going to end up getting lost. So over there, there's a svar that maybe you weren't machshavit. You were mafkarit. And you were mafkarit, so it's over there that the halach is that it doesn't have the ability to be machshav l'kabel tumah. As opposed to in our sugya, where the Zeisim V'Anavim or the Tutim V'Rimayim, all these fruit, they weren't necessarily in Salim. As a result, there's no svar to say that you were mafkarit. If there's no svar to say that you were mafkarit, over here, the halacha is going to be different. different. The bottom line is the Gemara is saying that even if you want to learn that the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirim is of the opinion that when the mashka is yoytzes stoma, it doesn't have a din of a mashka, but it could be that's only if it was in a sal. It was only in a situation where it's going to get lost. But if it's in a situation where it's going to be contained, over there you wouldn't have that halacha. Zok to Gemara. So going back to Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. What did he say? Moida Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim v'zeisiv anavim umaydim chachamim Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris. The Gemara said, if that's the case, what are they arguing about? If they're not arguing about zeisiv anavim, they're not arguing about shar peiris, what are they arguing about? So the Gemara said, they're arguing betutim v'rimaynim. And the Gemara said that we have a b'raisa, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, there's a b'raisa to support this idea, and the Gemara brought a b'raisa, as we mentioned in the previous staff, that supported the first two things that emerged from what Rabbi said in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Number one, that Rabbi Yehuda's moida to the Chachamim b'zeisim v'anavim, and number two, that they argued betutim v'rimaynim. That was a mafurish a b'raisa that the Gemara brought on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But we didn't bring a b'raisa yet, is that the Chachamim were moida to Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris. As Zokti Gemara, again, this staff very much is a continuation of Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's important to know Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis as we walk through Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. So again, says the Gemara, Ashkecham Rabbi Yehuda moida Rabbanu b'zeisim v'anavim. We have a makara that Rabbi Yehuda's moida to the Chachamim b'zeisim v'anavim, but Rabbanu and the Maidu Lulu Rabbi Yehuda B'Shar Peiris. Menol, how do you know that Rabbanon and Maidu Rabbi Yehuda B'Shar Peiris? In the Mishnah, there's no hint of it. So how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Tanya, we're going to the Braise. Soichatin, the halacha is you'll have to do schita, befigin, ubefrishin, ubeuzradim. So Rashi says, befigin are prunes, balaz. Either way, these are three types of peiros. With halach is you're allowed to do schita with this fruit on Shabbos. Very big chiddush. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to do schita with a fruit on Shabbos. But the Braisa often expands on what the Mishnah says. And the Braisa says it's not always the case. There are certain fruits that you're allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. The figin, the frishin, and the uzradin. Avaloi b'rimoinim. However, you're not allowed to do schita with a pomegranate. The way Rashi explains the Braisa, that the Braisa is giving a reason, a time of the crow. How do you know you're not allowed to do schita with Rimayim? Because in the house of Menashe Bar Menachem, they used to squeeze Rimayim during the week, nothing to do with Shabbos. But once you see that they used to squeeze it, that means the Rimayim is somewhat the derech to squeeze, and if it's the derech to squeeze the rimayin, so then the halacha is this is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So this brisa is going to be the topic of the remainder of the daf. So it's important to get this brisa. What the brisa is saying is that even though you're not allowed to do schita with a fruit on Shabbos, but it's not always the case. What emerges is that the only time you're not allowed to do schita is with the fruit that the derech is to do schita. But if the derech is not to do schita with this fruit, then there's no iser. So, pashut, if you ask the man on the street, why is the halacha that you're not allowed to do schita with a fruit that the derech is to do schita, but you are allowed to do schita with a fruit that the derech is to do schita? You say, I don't know, because melachis machshavas asu Torah. So if this is something that people do, then it makes sense. If it's not something that people do, then it shouldn't be a problem. It's true for all the 39 melachas. It's not unique to schita, but the truth is, the Rishonim speak out that there's a special lumdus, there's a special havana in this halacha as relates to schita. And that is, what is schita? Schita is a tolda of mefarik, or a tolda of dash. Dash was when the kernel was removed from its husk, meaning you're being mitzi davar, mitoich davar. That's what the malach is. The malach is to take A from B. A is inside B, it's enveloped in B. When you remove A from B, that's what the malach of dash is. If you have a fruit that the derech is to squeeze, so then lumdis, the hairs, that the juice is an entity for itself. It's enveloped inside the fruit. So when I squeeze the fruit, I'm doing dash. I'm doing the farik. I'm doing schita. Because I'm being mitzi davar mitoich davar. If the derech is not to squeeze it, so then it's just one big mitzius. So even if I took some of the mitzius out, because I squeezed it, but I wasn't mitzi davar mitoich davar, it's all one davar. Because the derech is not to squeeze it. So the fact that it's Urche sometimes to squeeze it, not Urche sometimes to squeeze it, isn't just a prat in Meleches Machsheves, this idea that you find that it has to be Kederich in Hilchos Shabbos. It's much more unique to the Heftza of what Schita is. Schita is Moitzi Davar Mitoich Davar. So if the Derech is to squeeze it, then you're being Moitzi Davar Mitoich Davar. Otherwise, you're not being Moitzi Davar Mitoich Davar. Bottom line is, so you have a Braisa that says, that being that it's not always true that there's an Schita, so you have to know, is the Derech to squeeze these fruits, or is it not? If the answer is that the Derech is not to squeeze these fruits, then no worries. You have nothing to, then there's no Isser. So it says the Braisa, Soichtin, you're allowed to do Schita Bethigin, Ubefrishin, Ubezrod. Why? Because the Derech is not to squeeze them. I will remind him, but not with pomegranates. Why? because the derech is sometimes to squeeze them. So the Tana, the Braisa, felt it necessary to speak out of Knech. Really? Is that true? The derech, who squeezes Rimoinim? Who makes pomegranate juice? The family of Menashe bar Menachem does. Vishal base, Menashe bar Menachem, Yisrael, and Rimoinim. I mean that they used to make it, so it comes out that the derech is to sometimes squeeze it. So therefore, the halach is that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So what do you see from here? You see that there's certain fruits that you're lechatchila allowed to squeeze. Which fruits? The fruit that the derech is not to do schita. So if I'm a lechatchila allowed to squeeze this fruit, kal v'chomer, if the mashka was yotze by itself from that fruit, it should be okay. So if that's the case, tain is the gemara, you have a braisa. There's no reason to assume for now that the braisa is not the chachamim. We'll see in a second. But you have a mefurish of braisa that the braisa shita is that you're allowed to squeeze the katchila shar peiros. If I could the katchila squeeze shar peiros, then certainly the halacha is that any mashkin that's yoitza from the peiros, but the evet, I'd be allowed to drink. Hence, moedim chacham of the Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Who says the time of the Brice is the Rabbanon? We might the Rabbanon, he don't Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says a Geshmak Teretz. Because with the heaven, now I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you want to be Rabbi Yehuda? So Zayn Rabbi Yehuda. Does this Brice flow naturally from Rabbi Yehuda Shita? What was Rabbi Yehuda Shita? That Mashkin, Ayotze Meileim, is not always us. It depends. Was it La Ichlin or was it La Mashkin? What does that have to do with this halacha? This is a whole new Chiddush. This is a chiddush that says you're even allowed to do schita lekatchila, meaning aim it the shabbat the Rabbi Huda yatsam yatsman. What was Rabbi Huda's halacha? That if the mashka was yatsam yatsman, it's okay. Soichtan lekatchila mishamidle. He never said soichtan lekatchila is fine. Elamai yisach lemeimah. So what do you have to say? This mission is a new halacha. Kima the labne schita in the lekatchila. That being that it's not neischita, you can squeeze it even lekatchila. Afilu temi rabbanon. Even you tell me it's rabbanon. Kima the labne schita in the kima the labne schita. Afilu lekatchila shmamina rabbanon ishmamina. In other words, the Gemara just said in a long-winded way, there's no reason to assume this. Price is Rabbi Yehuda more than the Chachamim. Mehecha teisi. What do you know about Rabbi Yehuda that would make you think this is more Rabbi Yehuda than the Chachamim? Right, the Gemara says, I have a price. And from this price, I see that Moedim Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, Bashar Peiros, that it doesn't matter if the Peiros were Miyuchad L'Mashkin, if they were Miyuchad L'Oichlin, or at the very least, if the Peiros were Miyuchad L'Oichlin, just to be clear, at the very least, if the Peiros were Miyuchad L'Oichlin, so then the halacha would be that it's going to be okay, you'll let her drink the Mashkin Hayotze Meileir. Says, well, where do I know it? Because if I could squeeze these things like a Trilo, then there's no way the Chachamim would make a Gzeir Hashem a Yischait. There's no way the Chavah would make a Gzeir Hashem a Yischai. For sure, if it was Miyuchad L'Oichlin, it doesn't make any sense. Tain is the Gemara, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, why should you assume it's Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda said Allah about Mashkar Yoitz Me'elein, that means you can do Schita L'Katchila. One doesn't beget the other. This is a whole new Chiddush. And once it's a whole new Chiddush, no reason to blame Rabbi Yehuda on this Chiddush more than the Chagavim. So it's fair to assume even Chavah would be invited to this. So you see, going to Chavah, you could do Schita L'Katchila. So at the very least, if these parents were Miyuchad L'Oichlin, there can't be a gzera of Shema Yischai. Gzak de Gemara. Shall base Menashe bar Menachem ha yusoichtem b'rimoinim. The Braisa said that you're not allowed to do schit with rimoinim. Why? Because the family of Menashe bar Menachem, that's what they used to do. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said something very puzzling. He said, halach like shall base Menashe bar Menachem. The halach is like the family of base Menashe bar Menachem. Amar Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav Rav Nachman said, he said, Menashe bar Menachem tanahu? What, is Menashe bar Menachem a tana? They were family. They used to like pomegranate juice. So the halach is like them? Meaning they followed someone's halacha, I guess, but then not the Bala Memra. The halacha is like, who? The Magen Avram, the Taz, is in an Amira, it's a Tana. What, they're a Tana? We're paskining like the family of Menashe ben Menachem. The halacha is like them, says the Gemara. Maybe what it means is like this. Halacha ki hai Tana. Rabbi Nachman meant halacha is like the Tana of the Braisa, who said, Ein soichten b'rimoinim. Why not? Because of what the family of Menashe bar Menachem did, meaning umishum v'chitem halacha ki aitana the sovel k'sham Menashe bar Menachem. What Rav Nachman was saying is that you know why the halacha is like the tana that holds ein soichtem b'rimoinim, because that's what the family of Menashe bar Menachem did, and if that's what that family did, that means that that has to be the halacha, because if they did it, that's koyveya the halacha. It means that the derech is to squeeze b'rimoinim. He was bringing, like the Tana really was, the minig of Menashe bar Menachem as the source for the halacha. The source is what they did, and if they did it, that has to be the halacha. But the Gemara says, "Umishum desaver ke Menashe bar Menachem halacha ke Moisai." What, Menashe bar Menachem have a ruba d'alma? Are they roiv of the world? Why should what one family did be koveya the halacha? That seems a little bit unreasonable. But the Gemara says, "In yeah, no, it does make sense." Time we learned in the Mishnah, "Makayim koytz mekerem." If someone has thorns growing in a vineyard, so what's the question? Is it kilei akerem or is it not kilei akerem? Did he violate the iser kilayim? You're not allowed to plant something that's not a kerem inside a kerem. What if you have thorns? Who eats thorns? Is that considered something that is included in the Issur Kalayim, or is it not? Samach loikis. Rabbi Elazar Amar Kidesh. V'chachamim Ma'amrim Enei Mekadesh Elo Davar She'ekamayu Mekayimin. The halach is that it's not going to be a problem. The reason is the only time you have Kalayim is if it's a Davar She'ekamayu Mekayimin. Something that people usually keep. You have thorns, you get rid of them. You don't leave them. Amar Rabchanina. Rabchanina said, my time, and not the Rabbi Eliezer. The Gir says, my time, the Rabbi Elazar. She'ekam Ba'arav Yemekayimin Koitz Tzadis Gmalayim. The reason Rabbi Elazar held that it's going to be Kalayim because it's not true that nobody keeps Koitzim. He said, in Arabia, people used to keep koitzim in their fields because they used to give it to their camels. So you see that you kovei a halacha based on the minig of a minority, because this is what they did in Arabia. So because they did this in Arabia, that's kovei the halacha in Bnei Brak. The Torah says, yeah, this is what you see. So too, because the family of Menashe Bar Menachem, they used to squeeze pomegranates. They like pomegranate juice. So for that reason, the halacha is ain't seichtem reminder. But the Gemara says, no, it's still not the same. It's true. Arabia is a miut, and the family of Menashe by Menachem is also a miut. But in the world of miut, it's very different. Because midi iria, da ravya, asra, it's a shtat. Hach over here, it's a family. But the daita etzel kaladam, since when does one family have the ability to dictate a halacha? So the Gemara says, I hear. You're right. In other words, we're stuck here a little bit. Rav Nachman Paskin, Rav Nachman said, halacha ke beis Menashe bar Menachem. Now, Feit the Gemara, what do you mean? They never stayed at Halacha. They just used to eat pomegranate juice on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Could they even do it on Shabbos? So they used to like pomegranate juice. What do you mean the Halacha is like their family? Gemara says, no. You're right. Maybe what it means is the Halacha is like the mandama that holds Ain't Seichnim B'Rimoinim. Because you see that there was a family of people that used to squeeze Rimoinim. That makes Rimoinim something that the Derech is to squeeze. But the Gemara says, it's still a little schwer. Because it sounds like really you hold the Halacha should be that there's no way to squeeze Rimoinim. Narvas, being that there's one family that did it, so that's somehow, you know, swaying you to look at it a little bit differently. How could one family's minig change the halacha? So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say that what Rav Nachman meant to say was as follows. And really, it's based on a new understanding. It's a new understanding of the b'raisa. So the Gemara, l'haim time to Rav Chizda. Pshat is like Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, trodin she'sachton, u'sachton mikvah. If somebody took beets and he squeezed the juice of the beets into a mikvah, that halacha is poison as a mikvah, b'shinu mar, that halacha is, it makes the mikvah possible, but shinei mar. The halacha is that a mikvah that doesn't look like a mikvah, meaning the water doesn't look like water, is possible. But it's not always the case. It's a machlokes ha-meiron, as we're about to learn. But from a high level, just to start the sugya, it's important to realize that's not always the case. The only time water that doesn't look like water is possible for a mikvah is if the reason it doesn't look like water is because there was some mashkin, some beverage that was mixed into it that doesn't look like mayim, like wine. It doesn't look like mayim. And that is what altered its mar, its appearance. That's when this halacha is true. But if you would you would pour something into the mikvah that's not a mashka, and that would change the color of the mikvah, then this halacha would be true. So Rav Chizda, the Amora, said, if somebody took beets and he squeezes the juice of the beets into a mikvah, so the halacha is it makes the mikvah possible. If the mikvah doesn't look like water anymore, it looks like beet juice. So paislin as a mikvah b'shini mara. Fake the Gemara, why is it paislin b'shini mara? V'alab ne'ischitin, and what's pashpshan Rav Chizda? L'chur is lab ne'ischita. The derech is not to squeeze beets. If that's the case, the mashka that comes out of the beet shouldn't be considered a mashka. That's sort of the theme of the daf. So if the mashka is not considered a mashka, so even though there's a shinui mara, but it's not the type of shinui mara that should have the ability to pass all the mikvah. So what's pshana Rav Chizda, so the Gemara says? It's true, really, mashka that comes out of beets is not a mashka. But if you squeeze the beets, then it is going to be considered a mashka. Because by you squeezing the mashka out, you're giving it credibility. You're giving it a chashivos. So there's a svara called achshave, that even something that's not really chashav, but I have the ability to give it a chashivos. Right? You can be machshav something that doesn't have a certain value, dollars and cents wise, and because of the chashivos you give it, it now attains the halachic status as if it was worth more. This is not really a mashka, but if I squeeze it, it gives it the chashivos of a mashka. That's for sure pshat Rav Chizda's halach in Hilchas Mikvois. So the Gemara says, here too, being that you are machshavit, have a look at mashka. So over here, it's considered a mashka. So it doesn't have to do with anything. So the Gemara is saying as follows: the brisa that we started the amid with said that the halach is that soichtim, you're allowed to squeeze figin and frishin and uzrodin. However, you're not allowed to squeeze Rimayim. Now he said, why are you allowed to squeeze those peiros? He said, because it's not real schita. Because what's schita? Removing a mashka from an oichel. Taking out a davar mitoich davar. But being that over there, it's not davar mitoich davar, because the derech is not to squeeze it. So the halach is, it's not real. Havel Rimayim, that already is also. Why? Because in the family of Menashe ben Menachem, they used to squeeze Rimayim. So the Gemara says that I don't understand. In light of what Rav Chisda just said, that anytime you squeeze something, even if the derech is not to squeeze it, but you give it a chashivos, he said a lechurma in Hilchas Mikvais, that if you would take a beet, which is something people don't squeeze, and you would squeeze the mashke into a mikvah, it would passel the mikvah b'shin emar. The mikvah is not going to look the same color anymore. Its beet juice is going to give it a different color. But at the same time, even though usually you need a mashke to alter the color, but over here, being that you squeeze it, even though it's not really a mashke, achshave, we're going to treat it like a mashke. So if that's the case, in Hilchas Shabbos, the halach should be the same way. That you shouldn't be allowed to squeeze these figin, these prunes, balaz. The reason is because even though the derech is not to squeeze it, but once you squeeze it, achshave, it should really be a problem. The teretz is, and this is all the way Rashi explains the Gemara, enochinami. Enochinami. You have to say enochinami. So what then did the Braisa mean when it said, soichtem figin fishin b'zradin? It's talking about when you never squeezed it to take the juice out, to drink the juice. But rather, you squeezed it lematik es apri, says Rashi. You squeezed it to sweeten a fruit. Being that you squeezed it to sweeten a fruit, so you never squeezed it to enjoy it as a mashka, but rather to have it as an oichel, as we're going to see in the next stuff, a little more about that. But you squeezed it to have it as not as a mashka, so you were never achshavei. You were never achshavei. So that's the halacha. So when going back to the original brisa, soichtem befigin befrishin obuzraten, so we explained it very simply. Oh, there's no nisischita, because meaning that the derech is not to squeeze it, so why should there be a nisischita? After further review, it's not so pasha. There's only no nisischita if you had in mind lematik esapri. But if you had in mind to actually drink the mashka, there's a svar of achshavei, just like Rav Chisda said in a mikvayis, achshavei regarding the trodden, so too regarding the figin, the frishin and the zradim, you're going to have the same halacha. So what the brisa mean when it continued and said avaloi b'rimayinim, what it meant to say was that rimayinim, even if you do it le matik esapri, even then it's going to be asr. Now it's a much bigger chiddush. Why is it going to be asr? Meaning not only is it asr to squeeze rimayinim if you want to drink the pomegranate juice, because now at the way we're learning the price, that's really always the case, even not by rimayinim, but it's going to be a problem even if your kavana is lematik. The question is why? The teretz must be it's a gzera. It must be a gzera, because if we're going to allow you to squeeze it, le matek, you may go ahead and squeeze it even regular. Now, why are we making the gzera by rimayinim and not by figin frishin of uzradin? On that, the teretz is because there were people, albeit a minority of people, the family of Menashe bar Menachem, they used to always squeeze pomegranates. Being that they used to always squeeze it, so there, and if you went ahead and you squeezed it, lamashke, it would be a real problem. So there will extend the gzera and say you can't even squeeze it, lamatik esapri. In other words, what did we just change? All we changed was one thing. We thought up until now that the halacha is that really you should be allowed to do schita on rimayinim. There should be no isra on schita on rimayinim. There's no isra schita by fig and fish and uzradin. There should be no isra schita by rimayinim. Why then is there an isra schita by rimayinim? Because that's what they did in the family of Menashe bar Menachem. So the Gemara says there's no way the family of Menashe bar Menachem has the ability to move markets, to literally be koveya the halacha. That because of this mishpacha, their minute they eat pomegranate juice, so now the whole halacha changed. There's no way. It just sounds too radical. Doesn't seem reasonable. So the Gemara said, you're right. The Isser to squeeze Rimayim is not because of the family Menashe bar Menachem. That Isser exists independently. In fact, you never let a squeeze a fruit. Why not? It's not Schita because it's an Achshavei. Once you squeeze it, you give it a Chashivos. And once you give it a Chashivos, at that point, you're not let to squeeze it. Narvas, with this debating something else. Should it be Mutter Lematik Esapri or should it not be Mutter Lematik Esapri? That's where the Nekuda Samachloikis over here is. As it relates to regular fruit, there's no reason to make a Gzera by Lematik. But by Rimayim, being that the derech is that some people squeeze it anyways, albeit a minority of people, it's enough to make a gzera. In other words, the minigah based Menashe bar Menachem is not enough to create an isra schita on rimayinim, but it is enough to say that there should be a gzera schitas rimayinim lematik esapri otu schitas rimayinim shaloi lematik esapri. That's where Menachem went when he said halacha kibes Menashe bar Menachem. He didn't mean the halacha is like the family of Menashe bar Menachem. He meant the halacha is like the town of the Braisa that says you're not let us squeeze rimayinim. Why is the halacha like the family of Menashe bar Menachem? Why is the family of Menashe bar Menachem kivei what the halacha is? The reason it's kaveh halacha is because all it is a gzera, and that minig is enough to say some people do it. And if some people do it, so that the fact that some people do it wouldn't be enough to create the isser of schitas remainim. But it is enough to say that once there's an isser schitas remainim, that at the very least we should extend the isser even lamate, because we'll make a gzera lamate up to where your kavana was lamashka. Either way, going back to what Rav Chisda said, what was Rav Chisda's original? We based our pshat now in this brisa on something that Rav Chisda said. What did Rav Chisda say? Trodin shesachton. And the Gemara said, what's Pshat in Rav Chisda? What? Beet juice is nothing. It's not a mashka. So if it's not a mashka, why does it have the ability to pass on the mikveh b'shinei mara? So the teretz that the Gemara gave is because even though it's inherently not a mashka, but once you squeeze it, you're achshavei. And if you're achshavei, it gets the din of a mashka. Rapapa said, you want to know why beet juice has the ability to make a mikveh puzzle? Not because of achshavei. It's nothing to do with achshavei. As well as no shaykhis to sugya. You can't shtal it to the laws of schita and Shabbos. There's no svar of achshavei. There's no issur to squeeze fruit that the derech is not to do schita on. There's no such svar. Why then is it a problem in mikvahs? Mishum tavi davish ain't oisim imenu mikvah lekatchila. Because at the end of the day, can you make a mikvah with beet juice? No, it has to be water. It's v'chol davish ain't oisim imenu mikvah lekatchila. Any beverage, anything that you're not going to make a mikvah from, poislos a mikvah v'shinu mara, the halach is, it disqualifies a mikvah v'shinu mara. Zok de gemara. So we just mentioned, b'derech agav, a machloik is Rav Chisda and Rav Papa regarding what's kosher for a mikvah. According to Rav Papa, the only letter, the anything that has the ability, or anything that you wouldn't be able to use the katchila to make a kosher mikvah for your abamsa, if that item would fall into a kosher mikvah and it would alter the color of the mikvah, it would pass on the mikvah. According to Rav Chisda, no such halacha. Rav Chisda said, no, it's a halacha. Where did Rav Chisda say it? He was discussing the halacha of mashkin that comes out of trodden, where the halacha is it passes the mikvah machine. Mara. And Rav Chisda was very bothered by it. Your papa's not bothered by it. Papa said, of course it passes the b'shinu mara, because you can't make a mikvah with meit trodden. So meit trodden passes a mikvah b'shinu mara. But Rav Chisda didn't have such a halacha. So Rav Chisda was very bothered by it. Rav Chisda came up with a svar of achshavei, which relates to Masechta Shabbos. It relates to Hilchas Chita, which is why we're talking about this. But the Gemara says, on this note, really, it's a machloikis amiram. Tanan hasam, we don't tell the if wine falls into a mikvah, or vinegar falls into a mikvah, or meichal falls into a mikvah, v'shinei marav, and it changes the appearance of the mikvah, pasul, it's going to be pasul. So what is meichal? Meichal is liquid that comes out of olives, but not to be confused with oil. This is rather liquid that oozes out of the olives at some point of the olive-making process. If you take a look at Rashi says that there were three stages in the olive-making process, during which time mashka would come out by itself. And the Gemara is actually going to discuss now, when we talk about meichal in this Mishnah, which meichal are we referring to? Are we referring to the first stage of meichal, the second stage of meichal, or the third stage of meichal? But for now, what we need to know is that meichal, shinui mara, makes the mikvah possible. So the Gemara, man, tana the meichal mashku. Who's the tana that holds the meichal mashku? I'm Rabbaya, meaning you're assuming that meichal's a mashka. Why are you assuming that meichal's a mashka? Because otherwise it wouldn't pass on the mikvah. So Rabbaya said, must be going according to Rabbi Yaakov. Tanya went to the Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, meichal are yoke mashka. The meichal's a mashka in terms of the and having the ability to be machshel lekabel toma. Right, that's where that machloikus was. Rabbi Yaakov was discussing meichal being able to be machshel lekabel toma, and he said meichal has a bit of a mashka. So he said, if that's the case, why is it that the meichal that comes out in the first stage, we said the stage one, stage two, and stage three, whatever, without knowing exactly what they are, but the first stage, Rabbi Yaakov said, the meichal is not machshel lekabel toma. He said, what's the reason for it? I thought meichal areyu kamashka. Fishein writes pekimah, because he doesn't want it. And we know that's one of the rules in Mesachtes Machshir. We mentioned earlier in the daf that if you don't want it, then it doesn't have the ability. Shimon argued. He said, meichal ain't a kamashka. Meichal's really not a mashka. So why is it that the meichal that comes out in the third stage is tome if it's not a mashka? He said, because by the third stage, the meichal has a little bit of oil in it. And the reason it's machshir is because of the oil. Shabbai. My benayu. So at the end of the day, we have a machloikus between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon. Meichal is a mashka, it's not a mashka. Everybody agrees stage one, everybody agrees stage three. So what's the machloikus? Very simple. That middle stage, that stage two. Is it a mashka or is it not a mashka? According to Rabbi Shimon, Meichal's not a mashka. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it is a mashka. But the bottom line is, this is what we need. Just one point, this is the last Gemara. So we had a Mishnah in the seventh parak of Masechtas Mikvos. We've been jumping around from Machshirim to Mikvahs. We're learning Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shalaylam. But we had a Mishnah. Meichal, that's this liquid that comes out of an olive, that falls into a mikvah. Vishina Marav, it changed the appearance of the mikvah. The halacha is the mikvah is going to be a apostle. So who's the Tana? So Abaye said, it's Rabbi Yaakov. It must be the mandama that holds that Meichel is a mashka. That middle stage, Meichel, Rabbi Yaakov who holds the middle stage is considered a mashka. Rava says, no. What do you have to come on to the Rabbi Yaakov that it's a mashka? It's very poshit. Anyone could be the Tana. Could you make a mikvah from Meichel? You can't go into a mikveh that's made from this olive liquid. So if you can make a mikveh from it, if it falls into it and it changes the mara, it's going to make a puzzle. In other words, you have a machloikis, a bayavarava. How to understand the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs. The Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs is talking about a mashke that fell into a mikveh. It changed the color. What was the mashke? Meichel. And the aloch is a pasal the mikveh. And we have a machloikis, now a bayavarava. Why there's a pasal the mikveh? Abaye said it's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. A tana that holds meichel is a mashke. Because only if it's a mashke does it have the ability to pasal the mikveh b'shin imara. Rava says there's no shot. What do you have to say? It's Rabbi Yaakov. It could be anybody. Because meichel always would have the ability. Because if you can't make a mikveh from it, it would pass. This machlokes of Ayva Rava is the exact machlokes of Chizr and Rapapa that we had in the previous Gemara. Rapapa is the one that said that anything that's not kosher to make a mikveh with would pass the mikveh b'shini mara. That's what Rava said in this Gemara. Rav Chizr was the one that said that the reason made trod and passes the mikveh, he had to come onto a svar of achsheve. Oh, that's Abaya who said the only reason the meichel passes the mikveh is because it's considered a mashka. In Rav Chizr's world, there was an achshevetik svar. Here, he just said, attributed it to Rabbi Yaakov Shita that holds meichel areo kamashka. Again, why are we talking about this? Why are we discussing mikvahs? Why were we talking about machshirim? Because we were discussing the halacha of schita on Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. Stating that, it's not always the case. The only time you're not allowed to squeeze fruit is if the mashke that comes out of the fruit is considered a mashke. So it's a very important shaila. When is fruit juice considered a mashke? When is it not considered a mashke? And is there a svara that if I squeezed it, that by definition, achshavei, I gave it the chshivas of a mashke? Additionally, we're discussing mashke na yoytzim and aperis, mashke that came out by themselves. So what's the halacha? Do you look at it as a mashke? Do you not look at it as a mashka? Was it lo eichlin? Was it a mashkin? Either way, not an easy daf. But we will stop here.